Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And there are a lot of big things coming to Fortnite.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about it. Today we had the State of Unreal, and they revealed to us a lot of things, not just about the Unreal Engine and what they're doing with it going forward, but things that they plan to use it, or how they plan to use it in Fortnite going forward. So let's kind of talk about it. I have it up on screen on YouTube right now. If you're watching the screenshot of first person, that's right, first person mode is coming to Fortnite in 2024. They confirmed during the State of Unreal press conference. Looks cool, looks amazing, looks like they will actually have an actual camera that you can use to set as first person mode. So that is just amazing. I know it's been wanted by players for a long time. Now to me, it sounds like that's UEFN, right? So it's going to be in creative modes that people making maps can make for themselves. I don't think that's going to be in, it's not going to be like a first person mode only in Fortnite Battle Royale, because we do have weapons that when you use them, you switch to first person mode, right? So that's kind of that. But if you want to play like full on first person mode games, it will be in UEFN. You know, anybody will be able to create those games. So if you wanted to create a first person battle royale, you could, and you will be able to. So that is an amazing thing. Another amazing thing is that Fall Guys is coming in May. So Fall Guys will be added to UEFN. So you'll be able to have the Fall Guys in your maps, and you will be able to have a ton of Fall Guys items and assets in those modes. Now here is one that people are a little bit iffy on, that UEFN will be used to create Battle Royale seasons at the end of 2025, and they will be used from there going forward. I already saw this in Discord that we have, you know, a handful of worried members of the Fortnite community who say, hey, I play creative maps, and when I play, they are not as good as Battle Royale. They are glitchy and just don't run as smooth as what we have in Battle Royale. But remember, this is the end of 2025. They did say during this press conference that, you know, the UEFN will be, you know, all the tools and assets and what they need to do to have it be on the level that we have Battle Royale now will happen. So by the end of 2025, when they plan to...
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Move forward with using UEFN for Battle Royale seasons. UEFN will already be at or surpass what they have right now just in the Battle Royale system. So I get the trepidation, the worry, but I think it's going to be okay. And, you know, if it's not, I guess we will deal with that once we come to it. But, you know, if they are saying it now and they are giving it that much leeway, you know, the end of 2025, that's more than a year and a half away still. So if they are confident that they can get it done by then I am confident that they are confident and that they will be able to get it done by then. So hopefully that's the case. And we will have, like, even, you know, if they can get it to where, like I said, even if they just get UEFN to the same level that the Battle Royale system is on now, then it should make our Battle Royale seasons even better than what we currently have. So we will see, though. I mean, if it's not, we will definitely let them know about it, and hopefully they will fix it right away. We will wait and see, though, right? Other than that, I have no more news. I think that's a lot of big news already. I mean, first person, Fall Guys, and Battle Royale being built in UEFN going forward by the end of 2025. That's a lot of big news. Just looking at what people are playing, Ranked Battle Royale has 178,000, Battle Royale 345,000, The Floor is Lava's got 177,000, Zero Build's got 434,000, Rocket Racing 6,000, Lego Fortnite 58,000, Festival's got 20,000, Team Rumble 4,900, Mini Game Box PvP 11,900, Crazy Red vs. Blue 36,000, Lego Battle Arena 9,700, Rocket Wars 3,000, Go Goated Zone Wars has 46,000, and there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Let's take a look at these quests. We got the Et Tu Brutus quest available now. That is hire specialists in different matches. You got to do that 3 times. Purchase from Midas vending machines or service stations 3 times. Scan the Marigold for recording devices. And you got to do that once. And it shows you exactly where the yacht is. So that'll be easy for you to do. For our weeklies, damage players from below 500. Again, very self-explanatory. Be below people. That's even easier to do in Team Rumble because people are building platforms all the time in Team Rumble, and then you could just stay on the ground and shoot up at people or shoot at the people who keep getting eliminated and are flying down to the ground. All right? So there's how to get that one done, or an easy way to get that one done. Let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. So we got the Fender stuff still here, the cars, Lantern Fest, Cypher PK's in here, the Jam Tracks, Lady Gaga, Lego, and then we got the Windwalker Echo outfit for 800, the Heartstopper outfit for 1,200, Serena outfit for 1,400, Kate outfit for 1,200, Birdie outfit for 800, Galaxy Grappler outfit for 2,000, Mesmer outfit for 1,200, True Heart emote for 800, Clean Groove emote for 500, Classy emote still here for 500, The Raiden character's still here, and the Tron Legacy items are all still here. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. All right, and for today's item of the day, I'm going to go with... let's see. What am I going to go with today for the today's... I've always liked this outfit. So let's go with the Mesmer outfit for your outfit of the day today, your item of the day. Check that one out. And a tip, the drum gun is back in the game. You know, go out and use it. There's attachments in the game that you can now use attachments on the drum gun. So that makes the drum gun even better if you are able to keep it even more steady. Man, that thing is lethal. So yeah, go out, get the drum gun, get the attachment that makes it so it doesn't, you know, rattle around as much or have as much kickback, and you're going to love it. All right? And that's going to be the episode for today. So make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.